Okay, we are up to Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 12, Mishnah 1 of Maseches Yevamos. So says the Mishnah as follows, introducing many of the halachos of chalitza. The chalitza process, said simply, is when we have a ceremony where the Yevama and the Yavam do not want to be married. They want to just eliminate the bond between them. So the Yevama, what she will do is she will remove a shoe from the Yavam's foot. She'll spit in front of him, and then they each say various psukim to complete the process and to eliminate that bond. So there are many halachos as they pertain to the chalitza shoe and the leg, which we'll see this morning, as well as a few additional halachos as well. Says the Mishnah, mitzvah chalitza b'shlosha dayanin. You can do the mitzvah of chalitza, or you should do the mitzvah of chalitza in front of three judges. What kind of judges? V'avilu shlashan hadyotos, even if you have three regular people, three regular men, that would be okay. Meaning you don't have to have like official judges, right? They don't have to be, in theory, even as the some of the commentators explain, they don't have to be experts in the laws of chalitza, or many of the laws of chalitza. The biggest qualifier is they have to know how to read Hebrew, so that when it comes down to giving the Yavim and the Yavama the psukim that they can say, that they need to say during the ceremony, that they should be able to like feed it to them, and that's really it. And then says the Mishnah further, chalitza v'minal, if the Yavama did chalitza with a shoe, and the minal is a shoe specifically made of like a softer leather, chalitza is kosher, the chalitza is kosher. Why? Because this shoe, at the end of the day, it will protect the foot, but this shoe is just a b'di'evid, right? Because we'll see in a second that this is not the ideal shoe. Van pilin, but when it comes to an anpilin, which is like a cloth shoe, so chalitzas apsul, the chalitz is going to be puzzles, they're going to be invalid, because the Torah basically doesn't consider this a shoe that because it doesn't properly really protect the foot. V'sandal sheishlo akiv, if she did chalitza with a sandal, which is some sort of which is like a shoe that's it's made with specifically hardened leather, and the idea is the hardened leather. Some of the leather is broken, so we say that it's not really going to be used because it's broken, and therefore it's okay, as opposed to soft leather. So anyway, so she used a sandal, that's again a shoe made with hard leather. And this specific sandal, it has a heel, meaning like there's a back part of the shoe that wraps around the back of the guy's foot. So kosher, so it's going to be kosher. But if the sandal doesn't have a heel puzzle, then the chalitza is going to be puzzle. It's going to be invalid because this shoe will slip off of the guy's foot pretty easily, and therefore it's not going to be a chalitza. Okay, then says the Mishnah further, minhar kuva ulemata. If the shoe that was used for the chalitza is going to be tied to the yavam's leg and is below the knee, right? So think of like gladiator shoes. That's the shoe that is used typically. So it has straps that go around the leg. So if the shoe used for the chalitza is going to be tied to the yavam's leg below the knee, right, with straps going up wrapped around below the knee, then chalitzas a kosher. The chalitza is going to be a kosher chalitza as she unties it from below the knee. Minar kuvo lamala. But if it is tied above the yavam's knee and she has to untie it from even above the knee, chalitzas a psul, and the chalitza is going to be puzzle. It's going to be invalid because when the shoe is specifically being removed from the guy for the chalitza process, it has to be removed from the area that's just above the foot. So above the knee is no longer just above the foot, but anywhere in the shin area would technically be okay. That was Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Beis continues to define further categories of shoes. And again, when we're talking about shoes, the biggest concern is that he should be able to walk in the shoe properly. If he's not able to walk in the shoe properly, or it's not really a proper protection for the foot, that's generally when we're going to invalidate a case. So let's see what the Mishnah says in Mishnah B's. Chalitza v'sandal she'ino shelo. If the Yavama, if she did chalitza with a sandal, right, the shoe made of some this hardened leather that we said previously, but the shoe's not his, right? It doesn't belong to the Yavama. I don't know where he got it from. He got it from somewhere else. Or with a sandal made of like a wood, the idea is that it's going to be covered with leather, but it's a wood base. Or it's with a left shoe that was placed on the Yavam's right foot. Right, so he's wearing the wrong shoe on the wrong foot. Chalitzas aksher, then the chalitz is going to be kosher in all these cases, right? Because at the end of the day, the Torah doesn't require all these things that we spoke about, right? That it doesn't need to belong to the guy, and a leather cover shoe is considered a leather shoe for these purposes, and the left shoe and the right foot, as long as it fits well enough that he can like walk properly in it for all intents and purposes, then it's going to be fine. And chalitza v'gadol shehu yachol halich Rechbo. If the shoe that they did for the Chalitza, it was a really big shoe, bigger than the Yavam's foot, but he could still walk with it. During, maybe it wasn't perfect, but he could walk with it that it wouldn't slip off of his foot. So, over Katan Shehu Chofe Es Rov Raglo, or it's like with a small shoe that covers most of the Yavam's foot, right? And so he can walk, again, a little bit, maybe not the easiest walking, and maybe a little painful walking, but he could walk in it nonetheless. Chalitza Sekashira, so whether it's a large shoe or a small shoe that's going to cover most of his foot, still Chalitza Sekashira, the Chalitza is going to be kosher, because if the shoe is basically going to be considered usable at all, it's going to be kosher. Okay. Then finally, chaltza v'layla. If the chalitza was done at night, chalitza sekshir, the chalitza is going to be kosher. Rabbi Eliezer posel. Rabbi Eliezer says that no, it's going to be pasul. It's not going to be a valid chalitza. And then finally, the Mishnah concludes, basmol. If the Yavama did chalitza with a shoe that's on the Yavam's left foot, so right, so the left shoe on the right foot, that was okay. But if the Yavama did chalitza with the shoe that is on the Yavam's left foot, I guess evidently regardless of the shoe, chalitza's a psul. The chalitza is going to be invalid because when the Torah specifically says that she should remove the shoe, it's talking about the right foot. Rabbi Eliezer machshir, and Rabbi Eliezer says that the chalitza is kosher because the Torah just says the foot is not specifically the left foot. I don't know why you'd assume that, and so therefore you could the left foot is fine as well. I remember one time in Shir, my Rebbe Rav Mordechai Willig Shlita, he was telling us about a case of chalitza that the Beis Din was overseeing, and he said that he always used to tell us that we learn more from the stories than we do the actual Shir, because he remembered the stories better. And so he was speaking about the fact that generally, if a person is right, we know of right handedness and left handedness, but we don't usually talk about right footedness and left footedness. But there are some people that are left footies, and that they use their left foot primarily. So in such a situation, one might, in theory, consider to use that foot more. And I remember he told us of a case of an individual who was unclear which foot was the right foot, and so at the end of the day, I think they ended up using the right foot of the guy, even though it was a little unclear. Like, in other words, if he'd go to kick a ball, maybe he'd use his left foot, but maybe he'd use it for other purposes. But anyways, the point is that it could be contingent on what your primary foot is, and that's really what the Mishnah is getting at over here, and that may be where the halacha lands. But nonetheless, that's what the Mishnah says according to the first opinion. According to the Tanna Kamma, if it's a right, it's kosher. If it's left, it's pasul. According to Rabbi Eliezer, if it is right or left, it's going to be kosher. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Beis. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Gimel, but for now, we'll stop right here.